Thank you. Long ago, God spoke to the fathers and the prophets, little by little, in many ways. In these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed as the heir of all things, through whom he made the world. And he is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his substance. He upholds all things by the words of his power. Now, when he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee"? And again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." And when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Before God in prayer with me. Our Father and our God, we are grateful to be able to come today and sing songs which worship you, which rejoice in your incarnation. Father, we thank you that you considered it not even comprehensible that you should be made like us, but yet you did that very thing. We thank you for this season of the year. We thank you that we live in an area in a land that we can celebrate your birth. Be with us now, Father, and help our songs to glorify you. Bring your spirit, Father, to amplify your scriptures as they are read. Help our minds to focus on you. In the name of Jesus, our great high priest and our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with justice and judgment, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Thank you. Luke 1:26-35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46 to 55, I believe. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever.
Now when the birth of Jesus took place in this way, when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For this which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. And this took place, fulfilled what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Thank you. Luke 2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Where arms and ass are feeding. Same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away up into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went there with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Tune in front of everybody twice. They're not going to like that. I was hoping to only tune in front of you guys once, but I messed up. Yeah, I messed you up. The sound guy tries to play an instrument too. It takes a second. All right. Thank you.
try that again. I was going to get stage fright. Sorry, y'all. I have not performed like this since I was like 21 years old. My goodness. I know.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay, let's do this again. Tested on how I'm going to handle this. I'm going to finish this. Hang on. This is really bothering me. Start over. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. I just need to sit here for just a second and think about this. I know. I've actually been doing that for quite a bit. Try this again later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, wow. I cannot remember that part, and I played it 1,000 times. Sorry, y'all. I will come back. I'll go in the back room and finish it up.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they saw that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you. 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely goodness, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Let each of you look not to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Thank you. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Be sure and join us on 351.
Go ahead and open your hymnals and sing with us.
He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, it will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Stand together. We thank you all for coming out here this evening. We hope you have been blessed by all that we have heard and sung. We hope you may have learned a new song or a new note at least, or a new truth to take home with you and to share with others. In a moment, we're going to be dismissed with a benediction by the Dayspring Chorale, and then we will go out and enjoy the refreshments out in the fellowship hall to your left. But before we do that, let us pray. Our omnipotent, sovereign God and Heavenly Father, how marvelous it is to contemplate your grace and your eternal love and care for your people in sending the Lord Jesus into the world to save sinners. How thankful we are for him and for his great salvation won upon the cross. We thank you that you have raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, that he reigns and rules as Lord and King and will come again to set all things right. We thank you for the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this evening, for your word, and for the hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. We pray, Lord God, that you would press those truths into our heart this season, and that we would take it out and spread it abroad for your glory, for your honor, for your fame. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.